You're listening to Australia's fastest growing podcast network. This is the Lifestyle Pod Network. You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson, and this is episode 143. Now, I don't know whether you've listened to all 143 episodes or if this is the very first show that you've ever listened to, but I do know that you are listening. You're not reading, you're not watching, you're listening. And maybe you've chosen to listen to The Dream Show because you like listening. Maybe listening or podcasts allows you to really build a picture in your head and build an imagination. Maybe listening is the way that you understand things best of all. Well, you may be listening, but actually, on the whole, prefer to watch. Maybe you like to learn about things by watching videos on YouTube. I've made a few of those. I'm going to make some more new ones soon, I think, but today you're listening. Or maybe you prefer to read. I like to read, actually. I like to see the words on the page and take my time and maybe be able to go back a sentence and reread or pause and think, but that's just me. And if you read, but you're listening today, well, you're just trying something different. Or maybe you're multimedia. Maybe you're able to equally enjoy and learn from listening on podcasts, viewing on videos, or reading on the blogs. All this is a way of introducing what's in today's Dream Show. This is one of those shows where we don't have a guest, usually. Well, not usually. About three quarters of the time we have a guest on the show with a dream for me to interpret, and the guest and I discuss the interpretation and how it relates to their life. And every now and then we do a different kind of show, and this is one of them. And the reason that I gave that little introduction was because I'm going to talk about each of those areas of absorbing information, particularly about dreams, of course. This show is all about dreams and dream interpretation, and stay with me because we are going there. But just before we go anywhere there, let me just give a few links in case you're listening to the podcast and from some kind of random link and you don't know how it all connects. If you'd like to know a little bit about me or how I can help you, go to my website, which is at www.dream.net.au, or to my blog if you want to read lots more interesting articles about dreams, to www.janetheresa.com, that's Theresa without an H, or go to my shop, which is janetheresaanderson.com, where you can buy ebooks, book in to see me by phone, by Skype, in person, or buy paperback books, all sorts of things, or find me on Facebook. Okay, that's done. Let's get on with the show. I guess the reason I thought of this topic today was because the last blog that I did was actually a video. And you can go to my blog and you can see this video. Again, it's at janetheresa.com and it's down under September. And you can watch the video there. But it was an interesting project. It was one that certainly got my attention. It all began when Amy Ellen, whose actual full name is Amy Ellen Flat-Chested Mama Trefska, and I still don't know how to pronounce Trefska, but there we go, I've given it a go. Well, Amy Ellen is a conceptual performance artist who lives in Seattle. And her latest project was to spend a year recording her dreams to video. Now, she didn't record the long version of dreams. She just simply woke up each morning, said a few sentences into the camera for each dream that she remembered. And at the end of each week, she produced one weekly video with a kind of summary of her dreams for that week. So therefore, she's got 52 weekly videos of her first thing in the morning, and that includes her commitment not to look in a mirror before she did the videos, of her going over her dreams for the week. And then to finish the project, which she titled Sharing My Subconscious, she contracted me to review all the videos and analyze a whole year in dreams, and present my analysis as a response video. So I had a lot of fun and a lot of thinking and a lot of analyzing and a lot of deciding what to say and what not to say on the response video. And you can see that on my blog under the title A Year in Dreams. And it went up early this month, that's September 2013. So you can have a look at the response video there. And I enjoyed making that video. If you know my work and you've been to YouTube, you may have watched a lot of YouTube videos that I've done on dreams. Many of them are many, many years old now, but I had so much fun doing that one that I think, watch this space for more. So that's video. Now, what I'm going to do for the rest of today's episode is look at, Amy Ellen's project was, I called it A Year in Dreams. So what I'm going to look at is 3 months of blog. That's kind of like the best segue I can get, really. But I'm going over my blog for the last 3 months. And don't worry, it's not a lot, because apart from announcing and talking about the podcast show, each month I do a separate article on dreams. So I've chosen the article for the last 3 months, which is June, July and August, and bringing those to you today. The first one is called Does My Dream Mean Bad Luck? Now, it's a question that I'm asked in many shapes and forms over the years. Does my dream mean bad luck? But this is what I wrote in June, and I hope you'll enjoy it. I dreamed I was jousting on horseback, and my opponent stabbed me in the chest with his lance, said Mike, who called the Power Pack breakfast show last week to ask me about his dream. I fell out of bed with the impact, he laughed. What does it mean? Am I going to have bad luck? As Mike was telling me about his dream, I was reminded of Alfred Maury, a 19th century French scholar and physician who famously dreamed that he was caught up in the French Revolution. The dream was long and complex, and in the closing sequence he was led to the guillotine to be executed. He heard the blade coming down, felt it touch the back of his neck, and saw his head roll, and at that exact moment the headboard of his bed came crashing down onto the back of his neck and woke him up. On the basis of this experience, Maury argued that dreams are instantaneous and often related to external stimuli. He believed the pain of the headboard hitting his neck created the whole dream in a flash. His theory about dreams being instantaneous has since been disproved. Dreams are known to occur in real time. You may dream that you fly to the moon, but think of your dreams as using similar techniques as movies, capturing the story and the feeling of a long journey in several minutes of cleverly cut footage. Mike wasn't pushed out of bed by an errant bedpost, or, as far as we know, by an elbow in the chest from his wife, or by a sudden internal painful sensation such as heartburn or panic, although external stimuli can and do work their way into the dream already in progress. No, Mike's dream was symbolic. And the reason he fell out of bed when the dream lance plunged into his chest was most likely because the shock began to wake up his physical body. Usually when we sleep, our motor nerves are inhibited to prevent us from moving and acting out our dreams. As we begin to wake up, we break through this REM atonia and our mobility returns. Let's get back to the aspect of dreams that I find compelling and interesting. Why did Mike have his dream, and what does it mean? Mike and his wife live near a castle, and they'd attended a medieval reenactment jousting tournament the day before the dream. But they had been to the same event in previous years, so why dream about it this time, and why such a dramatic dream? Dreams process our conscious and unconscious experiences of the previous 24 to 48 hours, particularly anything that's emotionally charged, excuse the pun. This year, there was something about the jousting that resonated at a deeper emotional level within Mike. It struck a chord, and his dreaming mind got to work on it. How did you feel in the dream? I asked Mike. His humour kicked in, like I was at the pointy end of the stick. His unconscious mind had spoken loud and clear. In the day or two before the dream, I asked, was there a situation where you felt you were at the pointy end of the stick? Dreams, especially for those blessed with a sense of verbal humour or who enjoy wordplay, often portray visual clichés. Look for them in dreams, giggle, and be enlightened. We only had a few minutes to talk about his dream as this was breakfast radio. Does my dream mean bad luck? Asked Mike, no doubt picturing more of that pointy end-of-the-stick feeling in days to come. No, it's not the job of dreams to preview good or bad luck. A dream's job is to process our experiences, compare them to our past experiences and beliefs about life, and update our beliefs accordingly. A dream's job is to help us make sense of our world based upon our personal experiences. Mike's job is to understand what his dream reveals about his mindset and decide whether that mindset is going to serve him well. How does he normally respond when he feels like he's on the pointy end of a stick in life? Does he fight back? Defend himself? Go into attack mode? Or withdraw into his armor? How do these responses work for him? Why does he respond in these ways? Why does he feel vulnerable? Might there be better ways to handle conflict, like negotiation or a heart-to-heart talk, depending on the circumstances? If we'd had an hour to explore his dream and his life, we would have found answers to these questions, insights, and solutions. And we would have applied dream alchemy to reprogram his mindset if required. Whether you see life as dealing you good or bad luck, it's how you respond and handle it that makes a difference. Your dream can help you understand how you deal with conflict, I said to Mike, and find ways that get better results all round. Mike's humour kicked in again. My wife doesn't fancy me wearing armour. Now, that's a good thought to take forward. So that was June, and this is July, and this is called What Does Dreaming of Losing Teeth Mean? Now, when it comes down to people asking me about what dreams mean, and particularly what common dreams mean, I think this is the most commonly asked question. What does losing teeth mean in a dream? And it doesn't mean the same for everybody, but I've written this article to maybe help explore that a little bit. What does dreaming of losing teeth mean? My recurring dream is gross. I lose all my teeth, said Chloe, calling into the dream segment on Power Pack Breakfast Show. How common is this type of dream and what does it mean? I've been doing this segment long enough now for the show's presenters, Steve and Abby, to kick off with good questions of their own. They know that our dream symbols are personal. Do you grind your teeth? Asked Steve. Do you have kids around you losing their teeth? Do you drink too much Coke? Asked Abby. What else happens in the dream? I asked. I don't remember any other details, it's just always gross, said Chloe. Chloe's first question was easy to answer. Dreams about losing teeth are extremely common, although no two dreams and no two dream meanings are the same. If the sense of loss in the dream is worrying or traumatic, the dream is processing feelings, issues, or beliefs about loss that have been triggered during the last couple of days. The details of the dream, what happened before, during, and after the loss of the teeth, provide the information that puts those feelings, issues, and beliefs about loss into context and offers the basis for therapeutic work where needed. So why dreams about losing teeth? Why not losing hair, a purse, a wallet? A car, a job, a baby. Look beyond dreams of losing teeth and you'll see that loss is a very common dream theme. It all comes down to working out what the dreamer associates with teeth, and the tricky bit is that this association may well be unconscious. Before we go there, Steve and Abby were right to ask the questions about grinding teeth and drinking too much Coke, as external stimuli and body sensations can work their way into our dreams. So if you grind your teeth while you sleep, your dreams may detect the pressure on your gums and process that feeling into your dream. Though if you're an habitual nightly teeth grinder, your dreaming mind is likely to dismiss this sensation as normal. Okay, nothing worth processing in a dream. If your teeth are beginning to rot due to Coke or other factors, this new information, pain, discomfort, niggling feelings of guilt, may find its way into your dreams in the shape of losing teeth, but it may equally take dream shape as a crumbling wall, a rotting fence post, painful boil, or any other personal symbol that your dreaming mind engages to express the sensation or feeling. Steve's question about being around kids who are losing teeth was an important one. On the surface, a dream of losing teeth might reflect the dreamer's experiences of helping her children through this period. On a deeper level, we all have memories of losing our milk teeth as children, and seeing children around us go through this can trigger both conscious and unconscious experiences from our childhood that end up being processed in our dreams. Losing milk teeth tends to correspond to those years when, as a child, you're vulnerable to people's reactions to your gummy gaps and inevitable lisps. And when your current waking life brings up similar vulnerabilities and lapses in confidence, your dreaming mind may come up with the ideal symbol, losing teeth. If you have this dream, what do teeth represent for you? All Chloe could tell us, and being radio, we only had a few minutes to look at Chloe's dream, was that there were no details other than losing teeth and this being gross. The word gross intrigued me. Why did she choose this word? As a dream analyst and a keen reader of the unconscious mind in waking life too, I knew gross was not a random choice. How important are your teeth in your life, Chloe? I asked. Well, appearance is not the most important thing, but my teeth are perfect. No fillings, nice and straight, she began. They're important for functions like eating, but mostly they're about image for me. I think how gross it would be to lose teeth. Immediately, I noticed opposites. Perfect, gross. This is probably about a situation in your life where you value being perfect, but you fear losing some of this edge, this perfection, I offered. Chloe related to the interpretation. In a consultation or therapy situation, we would explore the underlying beliefs Chloe holds about the value of perfection, discover their origin, their structure, how much they drive Chloe's day-to-day life, whether they inspire her or limit her, and help her to understand herself and her life more deeply as a result. Our unconscious beliefs, good and bad, can run deep and affect not only the structure, but also the potential of our lives. We would then move on to change those beliefs if Chloe wished, and rebuild them into more supportive beliefs using dream alchemy. In other words, I guess we'd do the deep dentistry, root canals and all. But we'd build beautiful, natural, healthy teeth with healthy roots, if we're following the analogy, rather than do a spot of cosmetic dentistry with superficial veneer. That was July, and finally, August. The August blog I wrote, and of course if you're a reader too, you may have read this, but maybe just listening to it through your headphones or however you're listening to it instead of reading, it may come across differently, or you just may be in a different phase of life than you were when you last read this, and it may carry different meaning for you today. This is called Beyond Cure and Prevention. What drives you to consult a doctor, therapist, or counsellor? Do you book an appointment when you're sick, suffering, stressed, blocked, or faced with a conflict or problem you can't solve? Do you book seeking a cure for your ills, physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual? And do you also consult when you're feeling well, seeking guidance on maintaining your health and well-being, investing in prevention? If you practice as a medical doctor in China in centuries past, your clients would pay you a retainer all the while they were well and stop paying you if they got sick. Your job, according to traditional Chinese medicine, is to maintain health and prevent sickness. In today's complex world, most of us need both cure and prevention at different times in our lives, but let's not overlook a third perspective, enhancement. What kind of dreams do people consult you about? A new acquaintance asked me this week, excited to hear about my work. It's a question I'm often asked. Most people consult me the first time because they've had a frightening or worrying dream or nightmare. So they either Google or ask around and are led to me. They're driven by suffering, the bad dream, the worry about what it might mean, and seek cure for their distress. By the end of the session, they understand how the dream relates to their waking life and receive the help and insight they seek. Others consult me because they understand the potential of their dreams offer to enhance their life experience beyond cure, beyond prevention, beyond even a general maintenance of physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. The payoff for regular dream work and dream alchemy is the sense of living a bigger life, more meaningful, more fulfilled, beyond previously perceived limitations. That's what I mean by enhancement. I went to my doctor a couple of months ago for a checkup and discovered that my cholesterol levels are way too high. I was quite shocked. I thought I ate and exercised very healthily. Visions of cheese loomed. I love cheese. What if I have to give up cheese? My picture of myself as a healthy, well person began to crumble. In place of the cheese, visions of an austere diet loomed. What price cure? What price prevention? On the advice and recommendation of good friends, I consulted a naturopath and discovered that the path to health, for me, is a more varied and exciting diet. Gone are the big lumps of lovely cheese, but in its place are all sorts of tasty goodies, a much more enticing platter of choices. It turns out my cholesterol levels are probably genetic, more about the way my body manufactures cholesterol than what I eat. So my task is to influence that manufacturing through different nutrition and give my still healthy heart the best of care. Enhancement? Priceless. That was August. It's now towards the end of September. And when I think, funnily enough, when I think of cheese or milk, I think, oh, I don't really fancy that anymore. Kind of turns my stomach a bit. Maybe I was addicted to cheese and milk. Maybe just not having that fat. Yeah, my tastes have definitely changed. My diet's changed. It's better. It's definitely enhanced. It's wonderful. I feel even fitter than before. And I feel like that doctor's diagnosis actually gave me, an opportunity to live an even healthier life than the one I thought I was living. It's all fantastic. It's all wonderful. It's all good. I hope you enjoyed today's show. I hope I've given you some, whether you know a lot about dreams and dream interpretation and dream alchemy, or whether this is your first time contemplating any of this, I hope I've given you something to think about. And maybe to revisit looking at your own dreams and deciding how much you want to get out of your dreams and in what way. Do you want to listen to more of the podcast because that works well for you? Great. You'll find The Dream Show at my blog, janetheresa.com/podcasts. And there you can listen to 143 episodes and learn probably everything you ever needed to know about dreams and how to interpret them, as well as gaining a lot of insight and inspiration into your own life. So if you enjoy listening, that's that way. If you enjoy watching, go to YouTube, watch some of my videos there. Remember to look at that video that I blogged about in September, my response video to Amy Ellen's project, A Year in Dreams. And if you like reading, go to my blog, janetheresa.com, and read blogs similar to the articles I've read out today, or buy my books. I know paperbacks are kind of going out of fashion, but my fourth paperback, Dream Alchemy, which was published by Hachette, is still around. It's so lovely. It was my fourth book. It was published in 2003, and it's still going strong. And you can also buy the digital version, which is published by Hachette on Amazon, iTunes, and in other places that I can't even think of at the moment. Or you might, if you also enjoy reading, like to go to my shop and buy some of my ebooks. So lots of opportunities for you there. And if in addition to the media of listening and watching and reading, you would like to add a kind of more multidimensional facet and actually spend some time with me, either by Skype, in person, or phone, and spend an hour just totally focusing on one of your own dreams, or totally focusing on your life, again, just go to any of my websites and book a consultation, and it will make a very big difference to your life. I can assure you, after working in this area for more than 21 years, I know how to help people. So thank you for listening to yet another episode of The Dream Show. The website address is again www.dream.net.au. The blog at janetheresa.com, that's Teresa without an H. The shop at janetheresaanderson.com, or find me on Facebook. If you've enjoyed today's show, please share the link with your friends. If you or someone you know would like to contribute to the show by being a guest on the show, which of course is voluntary and much treasured, please get in contact with me. You'll find the details on the website about how to do that. And otherwise, just have a lovely month. And if you're going to book to see me, I'll speak to you before then. Otherwise, the next episode, 144, will be out in a month's time, which is written on a piece of paper over here, which Michael is handing me, is due out on the 18th of October. Have a lovely month. Thank you for listening. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson.
The Dream Show is a production of Jane Teresa Anderson for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one in the Lifestyle Pod Network section of iTunes.